We say good morning to Mavericks General Manager Nico Harrison. Hi, Nico.
Let me just start off by saying there's two things people need to understand before we head into this interview. number one, my voice is incredibly unstable, and there's no guarantee that the voice I have now will be the voice you'll be hearing 5 minutes from now.
Okay, sounds fine.
You sound like yourself so far.
Number two, I really don't have a handle on the material because you guys have forced me into an 840 bit prematurely and against my will. So
that is not true.
Outside of the voice and the content, I think this is a great idea, and I'm excited about the opportunity.
Okay, well, we're excited to have you on. We were a little surprised to see you at the game last night in L.A. Did you debate not going?
This might not come as a big surprise to you, but I'm a huge Laker fan, and I try to attend every home game of theirs I can. You know, the fake Rob Lowe is like my best friend, and we do all kinds of things together. We vacation together. We have sleepovers and pillow fights, and one of our favorite pastimes is we engineer lopsided trades that destroy franchises.
You have pillow fights with Lakers GM Rob Pelinka.
I do, and so, you know, part of me going to the game was me being out there and supporting the fake Rob Lowe.
You went to the game because you're a big Lakers fan.
Yeah.
All right, well, while you were there, what'd you think of Luka's performance?
His performance, you mean, what did I think of how he failed to score more than 19 points?
Well, I mean, he had a triple double.
Pretty good about that.
He had a triple double, Nico.
Which triple double? The one during the game, or do you mean the triple double that he ate at Burger King right afterwards?
No.
That's what
rebounds.
I watched him do in Dallas every night after every home game.
He would? Well, we're visiting with Nico Harrison, by the way, Mavericks general manager.
Barely visiting.
No, we got him. You very sound loud and clear.
Very solid visit. How did it make you feel last night when the Lakers fans started chanting, "Thank you, Nico"?
You know, I felt very happy. You know, it's probably the first positive thing that someone has said to me in 3 weeks.
Yeah, they seem to like you out there. And did you see how Luka trolled you in pregame by doing push-ups?
Hey, if trolling's the only way we can get Luka to exercise, I think that's a good thing for the league. But I guarantee you those were the first push-ups he's done since I've known him. And maybe those 10 push-ups were why he was so winded in the third quarter.
Wore him out.
Well, you know, everyone's still, I know it's great that you're coming on our show and talking about this and the
trade.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody, though, is still wanting you to hold a long press conference where you answer all these questions from all of our local reporters. Are you ever going to do that?
Look, I have no interest in debating Luka all over again. I made the decision, and I get it. Breakups are hard, and people take sides, you know, but at the end of the day, Luka's not the first wife to get shipped off because she gained a lot of weight and cost way too much to retain.
So okay.
I think the next press conference that I'll be having is the one where I announce that I'm going to become the fake Rob Lowe's assistant GM.
You can have all the pillow fights you want, I guess.
All the pillow fights I want. And I know I traded away that fat slob Luka, but cut me some slack because, let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Why am I getting all the blowback for this when Jason Kidd put a dagger in my hand and now he's playing dumb?
Well, that's a decent point. And yeah, I think we're coming around on the idea that it wasn't just you that wanted him out of here.
That's right. And I know that I'm soft spoken and sound a little bit like longtime ticket weekender Joe Lecce. I just want people to know that I can be decisive and that I'm not a jerk, at least not a big a jerk as you guys are.
Well, us, why are we a jerk?
Well, let me remind you, y'all are the ones that just forced Gordon into a room with a telephone and a half-baked character idea.
No, hey. Nico.
Right. We finally got him on.
Finally. That was great. I think we need a weekly with Nico.
A daily.
To talk Mavs. All right, there you go. There's Nico Harrison making his debut here on The Ticket. It's 8:46 on Sports Radio 1310. 96.7 FM, The Ticket.